Good morning, good noon, good evening. Whatever time and place you're listening to us from, straight from the 909, it's Mark, Andre, myself, Isaiah, together.
That's hip-hop.
That's hip-hop. Please don't forget to like and subscribe, share, turn on the notification button. Share with your moms, with your fathers, with everybody you can. Today is that's hip-hop's first, where we cover a second album of an artist we've touched on. That is the great MF Doom.
Yes, indeed.
As we know, Doom passed around this time in 2020, October 31st. Rest in peace, MF Doom. We've said it before, he's an artist's artist, a unique mind and a soul that can never be duplicated. The mask isn't a gimmick at all. It's like one of hip hop's symbols now. Doom stood for something much deeper. He stood for creativity, for lyricism, you know, for any of us that to have the ability to be our own superhero / supervillain. That's what he represented to the MCs out here in hip hop. We're talking about his sixth and final solo studio album, Born Like This, released March 24th, 2009. It's crazy how far back that is, and it doesn't feel like that. But this was through Lex Records. It debuted at number 52 on the Billboard 200 chart, having sold over 10,000 copies.
Jesus.
So,
go ahead. Opening weekend or total?
That was, I guess those numbers are as of like March of...
2020. Yeah,
that was opening weekend, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say 10,000...
That was opening weekend. So today, Dre wanted for us to discuss Born Like This by MF Doom. What were your thoughts behind your choice on that, Dre?
This was the only album that I really fought with. So I thought it'd be really fun to share with you guys. Operation Doomsday. It makes sense. It's like, it's, you know, he's here. He's arrived. He's dropped the bomb on us. It came out on my birthday. So I thought the album was dope. No, Operation Doomsday is dope. Definitely. And then, you know, we get hit with MF Food, and then it's just like, man, we're already on a whole nother level. So I feel like going backwards wasn't the best idea. I felt like we should move forward. So instead of doing Mad Villainy, I thought Born Like This would be great. Because it's just, it was a fight for me. Initially, when I first heard it, I don't know, Mad Villainy, of course, it just hits your heart. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Born Like This is, it was just a fight, man. It was a fight. I fought with this album so many times. To the point where, you know, listening to it now, I feel like I've finally got a little bit of closure with it. Like us doing it now, I've gotten the most closure with the album, because before there were just so many tracks on here. I'm like, man, why did he put this on this album? Yeah. Not that it was a bad song. It was just like me going, it's not hitting me, right? Yeah. It's not resonating with me.
It didn't feel as zany as the other projects.
Right.
Had.
All the other projects like activate in your head instantly. And this is the one that fought with me. So I thought it would be great to share with us. You know, that just, to me, it makes sense. An album that you fight with is probably the most artistically ahead, you know?
Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts regarding the album or just even MF Doom in general? Like, what are your thoughts? You know, I think you mentioned you picked up this album actually.
Yeah. So right after Food, I ended up going into the MF Doom, like fan bus, just trying to figure him out, trying to go to his other projects. I remember for a long time, I wanted to actually get the Special Herbs, and I wanted to do a whole mixtape based with all the instrumentals that he did. So it was to my benefit because all these instrumentals were only like a minute and a half. So all I would have to do was like a verse or two, but man, dude, it was tasking. So I ended up putting that by the wayside and never, you know, bearing that for a millennia or two.
Yeah.
when I reincarnate, I'll be able to get back at it. But picking this album up, I was excited because I was able to anticipate the release date. This is a few years after we all graduated high school. So I was able to anticipate the release date. I believe I was off from my shift at Costco that day when I worked and was able to go by the Circuit City by the house. And I was able to cop it. And upon listening to it, like I expressed earlier a few minutes ago, it lacked the zany approach that he had with Food. and his previous work, because there's less samples of Doom himself, the Dr. Doom from all the animated series that he sampled from. And it's more of a, these samples are directly associated with the song than the song plays,
right?
Kind of samples, not like a dedicated skit track,
yeah,
and the like.
Not like getting lost in a bunch of samples and yeah, random shit from films and stuff like that. Yeah. It's just straight to the song, straight to the bars.
And looking at the, there was more questions than answers, and I'll explain that as we go along with this album of ours that we're reviewing.
I didn't realize this was his last solo studio album, his sixth album.
Yeah.
But his last solo studio album. And, now I think when we look back on it, it just makes it, you know, kind of even more, just more special, because you're talking about your last kind of solo work, as an artist. And I felt with this one, he still has jokes and stuff in here.
Oh, it's
a little bit more different. The jokes,
you have to dig in.
Yeah. And it feels more like kind of grown up, like, you know, he's been through some stuff.
Feels assertive as well.
Yeah. Right. And so there's just this tad bit of difference on this one, compared to his previous works. And I think when we get into it, we'll probably come out more better and clearer, but
thanks
on what I mean, but this album, just on the cover, what are you guys thinking? What was your takeaways from just looking at this cover? Right.
A hieroglyph in parallel to Doom's mask in stone essentially means he was here before you.
Yeah. I immediately started seeing like the Emerald Tablet that, the homie Billy Carson talks about now. Mm-hmm. Having it green, still symbolizes the cape of Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
You still have that kind of homage to the ancient, I guess it's an Easter egg to it being an ancient relic. That whole
it feels
thing.
Like artifact.
But I thought it was more of a,
it's like a seed being planted that, hey, look, this is still Doom.
I thought it was more of like a Emerald Tablets play. So, you know, cause the Emerald Tablets of Thoth are like, you know, thousands of years before us, yet it was translated perfectly and it stands the test of time. The Emerald Tablets themselves are completely unaffected by the world. I mean, these things are thousands of years old, unaffected with these carvings in them. So I thought he was doing kind of a play on the Emerald Tablets. And the idea of the Emerald Tablets, based on those that study it, is the verses within the text are relevant to your level of consciousness, meaning if you are really spiritual, like you're on a Buddha level, right? Then you're going to get Buddha level insight on what he's saying. But if you're a Walmart worker and you have no concern for this world, then it's just a bunch of, you know, it's just a Bible. It's another Bible, right?
I love the play on the Walmart thing, though, because it makes so
it just
so
puts
much
it all
sense
in one place.
Yeah,
right?
It makes so much sense and it's so clear.
So it's just like, you know, on a Walmart level, it's just like, oh, interesting words. And then on, you know, a Buddhist level, it's like, oh, man, insight and at every word.
Right. Yeah.
So I thought that was the connection to the album, but you never know. But Born Like This, in the visual in comparison to Born Like This, is like the concept of being here before, right? Mm-hmm. We're already being here.
Right.
And it could be as well in the direction that MF Doom's mask is looking at the tablet itself.
Like he's reading them?
That it's like he's reading it or interpreting it for us in a sense too.
I like the fact that it's like one of those things where, you know, like they even have trouble reading hieroglyphics, like in interpreting that. Mm-hmm. And it gives me these ideas of like, what if Doom was in those times and he wrote his lyrics like, and now we can't interpret what this means.
Oh no, we're reading his current lyrics now and we don't understand.
Yeah, that's exactly the concept. And then with Mark's idea, if, you know, if the mask is reading this ancient text, then it's just him reading his bars in the booth.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's so ahead of y'all. It's like, you know, that's how ahead of us he is.
Just like, even if you think like in the future, maybe they might look at MF Doom's work like as in the past, or might consider this an ancient time. Mm-hmm. And so they might look at his works like hieroglyphics in a way, like, what is this dude saying? Like, he's speaking his own language here.
Exactly.
You know, and trying to interpret.
And it's going
to
take this long for all of us to get this shit.
Yeah.
And I agree, because it's still, even then, you know, at the time when I was hearing it, like I said, I fought with it. And now I'm still getting clarity on bars.
Yeah.
So that's just how, that's Doom's whole situation, man.
Right. Yeah,
he's low battery situation.
The futuristic civilization that, the futuristic civilization that picks up on MF Doom's albums is going to figure out, hey, look, is ahead of our time now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So a classic, a man definitely ahead of his time. And that's MF Doom kicking it off. Mark has an emergency. He's going to have to go pee, I think.
No, he's going to have to make sure
it doesn't die out.
Our eye technology is charged properly. Right. There you go. Yes, we're good. It's still good.
Is it good? Same to keep charging?
Yeah. All right. Charging is happening.
So out of this album, the whole album is dope. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to choose three tracks, but we do it for the sake of, you know, breaking it down. Otherwise we'll be here for 2 hours.
Brevity.
Just trying to get through it.
For an example, check out us breaking down food in its entirety.
Yeah. So that's the thing I like too, because I was telling Mark, you know, what's different this time covering MF Doom is we didn't have our format at that time.
Yeah. We didn't know what we was doing.
We were still trying to figure it out, you know? So I like now that we have this format, obviously for our listeners, I think for the most part, a good majority of fans know MF Doom's work or should know his work by now. So we don't really even have to go and describe, you know, who is this guy?
That's like a mystery being.
Yeah. We kind of get the idea who he is, a legend for sure. And just, one of those high elite MCs who's on the levels of like Aesop Rock, on those levels
it's like Christopher, it's like Christopher Nolan's flicks. It's like, the MF Doom fans.
Yeah.
Like if someone gives a negative opinion about MF Doom, it's like Christopher Nolan's flicks. Oh bro, you just don't get it.
Right.
You just don't get it.
Because you can't, if you have a negative perspective on it, then you simply didn't try hard enough to understand.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we trust Doom enough that he puts this much effort in his shit.
Yeah.
So if you hate it, you're misinterpreting something.
Right. Cause let's move on, but you're right. You're right to that point. Like there's so much gems in here. It's like, kind of like, I don't get the fact that somebody could not want the gems, but I guess that happens.
When you have a project ahead of its time, sometimes it just rattles people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is one of those moments. I actually got it. It's like, just kind of very far ahead.
Yeah.
Cause now it's just, the shit makes total sense now. Yeah. It's not even a struggle for me anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
cause even Mad Villainy and Food were entertaining in that aspect. Listening to this for the first time back at 2009, it was a tough pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. Now you end up listening to it again and again. You end up getting accustomed and like understanding the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And then you end up finding out, hey, look, this is just, this is like the AP course of MF Doom.
Yeah. So we got three tracks that we did decide to cover today, which is going to be a Gazillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
We have Absolutely. And then we also got that. So
it's just a barrage.
So one of the things about MF Doom that I love is that he is so clever with his wordplay and he creates words and phrases sometimes, like for example, this title track, Gazillionaire. But when you pronounce it out, you hear the word Gazillionaire. He's very clever with playing with language like that, which is something that I think he was very early on doing that.
He made it look like a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made it look like a toy.
Yeah. And it's just different. It's different. And sometimes, like I was saying, he like kind of creates his own language in a way. So it's kind of cool to dive into his world and like, just, you know, and he has humor tied all over this, which is also entertaining.
The best way to look at him is like, I don't know. He has elements of every rapper you love at once. And as he matures, he just adds more rappers to the foray.
Yep.
So with, you know, our first one is Gazillionaire, right? And then of course we're starting with Dilla. We got a Dilla beat.
And you got Dilla.
Yeah, we're kicking the door down with
Dilla
beat.
And this is one of those beats too, that is, you know, this is like, so this gets goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know, as we progress in this track,
that Dilla siren's so noticeable. No, it's like sound pack 101 for him too. So you could tell.
Yeah. It's like kicking the door down, man.
It's such a high level beat with a high level lyricist. Like, and he's just going in, and the track progresses. Like it grows even, you know, as you're getting more into it.
So. Well, I mean, okay, look. I mean, because we got to do the lyrics and we're not going to match his flow, so who cares? We just, you know, we prefer to go through the lyrics because, I mean, that's better than talking through somebody's drama in their life,
right?
So anyway, villain man never ran with krills in his hand and won't stop rocking until he clocked in a gazillion grand, right? So if he's not going to run with you, you're a krill, right? A krill is the smallest thing ever. So he's not going to run with you in his hand. It's like, Why would King Kong run from a plane if the plane's already in his hand, right? So yeah, villain man never ran with crews in his hand and won't stop rocking till he clocked in a gazillion dram. But look how many fucking rhymes he's already thrown
already,
at you. You're already overwhelmed with him, man.
Yeah, and then the cool part about understanding what krill are, you would proportion that to the scale of an actual whale.
Yeah.
Right. And you understand how large and up to size this example is. Right.
Exactly.
And now with krill too, that's also, he's used krill in a lot of his earlier works. He's used krill for another double meaning for cocaine, you know, and having, so why would anybody run if you have cocaine? If anything, right. You're not going to run away. If you're on coke, you're ready to go. So you're going to run towards that something.
Right.
And not run away from it.
But he's not going to stop spitting until he gets as much money as like an imaginary amount of money.
With the cocaine too, now he won't start rocking.
Rocking until he clocked in the gazillion grand. Tilling the wasteland sands. Raps on backs of treasure maps, stacks to the ceiling fan.
So
right?
I want to stop on that. Tilling the wasteland sands.
Because he's miming gazillion grand, so tilling the wasteland sands. So a lot of the rhymes are going to blend into the next rhyme.
Right.
So in the previous, like MM Food, right? He's going to be rhyming like fives and sixes and maybe even eights. Like that's eight syllable rhymes. And they're all going to be connected really well. And then he has this technique where he'll like randomly break the symmetry of his patterns for a little bit. Symmetry being like, I'm rapping in the pattern and I keep the pattern going and I'm matching every pattern and I keep the pattern going. Doom will go, I'm matching every pattern and I keep the pattern going because I'm running every pattern. I keep the pattern going. Like he'll break it just for one little moment. And he does that shit all the time. So even now he's doing it for you guys while he's blending the gazillionaire. The gazillion grand rhyme. He's the gazillion grand tilling the wasteland sands, raps on backs of treasure maps, stacks to the ceiling fan, right? Yeah. So he's still matching with gazillion grand.
Right.
So ceiling fan and gazillion grand. So he's like doing all this extra shit, man. So early on, it's just like we missed it. I don't know how we missed it, but he's just like, man, it was just it's an avalanche of bars, man.
On that, I just wanted to share with some of the imagery that I was taking in as I was hearing.
Raps on the backs of treasure maps, bro? Like,
Even tilling the wasteland sands is you trying to produce fruit with desert sands, and that's not going to be fruitful at all.
But see, when I was thinking of this, I saw this little documentary about.
Wait. Sorry. I just caught something right now. Tilling the wasteland sands goes into the whole point of raps on backs of treasure maps. So he's giving you a way out of the wasteland.
Right.
So come on, man. Yeah. Like it's not even, it's unfortunate how talented Doom was.
But I wanted to say with tilling the wastelands, it gave me imagery of like, there's this little documentary I watched about how America got their hands in Saudi Arabia to till the lands of the deserts for oil.
You
know? So we were like in a way tilling the land for sands. Oil. You know, so in a way, I'm thinking about billionaires who are greedy or who are probably up snuff on coke going into desert lands, tilling it for oil.
Right. That's how he can clock in the gazillion grand. Yeah. I got you.
But raps on back of treasure maps is crazy. Like picture you writing your raps like on a
But I thought the idea was, if I had the treasure map and I already found the treasure, then I'll leave a note for you. I'll write something on the back of it. That's some Uncharted Nathan Drake type shit. Like you have the treasure map and on the back is like a secret code.
Is the treasure or something?
Yeah, some extra shit like that. So maps on backs of treasure maps, stacks to the ceiling fan. He has this many tips for you.
So to me, now I find out how unfruitful his journey is was trying to uncover this treasure.
Right.
Is that he has so many maps that he's wrote raps on the back of that it stacks up to the proportions of him to the ceiling.
Yeah,
he rests when he's ashes. He rests when he's ashes, right?
Yeah, which is just...
Ask him after 10 miles in his galoshes, smashes, stashes. Wait, galoshes, stashes, smashes. Like he's playing with the letters in the syllables.
And the galoshes.
So ask him after 10 miles in his galoshes, smashes, stashes. Chip on his shoulder with a slip-on holster. A clip, a folder in his grip on a boulder bolster. They're supposed to know.
I want to go to that galoshes thing. I thought the galoshes was just a dope way... because when you see galoshes or you Google image, because I didn't know what it was, you see that it's these rubber boots that usually, you know, that are an overshoe.
Yeah.
And he's it's another way of saying like, you know, try walking in his shoes for a mile or whatever, but he's saying like, ask him, after 10 miles in his.
But also, you know, being in the waters, though, like extended in, you know,
the literal trenches.
His metaphor is extended to movies in your head, man. Right. And that's the best part.
I thought of this line, smashes stashes. What is he talking about?
Your entire stash, right? So if you had a stash of raps available, if you had a stash of like drugs that you don't want people to have, I'm going to smash your stash and take it.
Well, with coke, you know, when it comes in rock form, you have to smash it. Smash the stashes.
He's smashing stashes.
Because you have to smash the rock and to get it to powdery form.
I got you. Know? I got
you. I thought I could be that.
A chip on your shoulder with a slip-on holster, a clip, a folder, and a grip on a boulder bolster. Oh, no, boulder bolster. What is a boulder bolster, though?
Hear this. Is that a gun? The rock is a boulder.
All right.
And it bolsters you up because it's like a pick-me-up. It's a high.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. Yeah, yeah. That's dope.
So he got a clip. He got a folder. It's like
almost and a grip on his boulder bolster.
It's like he's going to go to a job interview or something. But he got his rock in his hand to sniff too.
I got you. They supposed to know it show when his aura glow. Get from out the row when he get dough. It's horrible, right? Yeah. Get from out the row, right?
Like, yeah. Get out of my way. Get out of his path. Because
time is money. Spend, waste, save, invest the fest for 10K till cave a chicken's chess S. Like, hold on. Listen to all the patterns that he's putting on this shit, man.
The patterns is crazy. The patterns is
wait till we get crazy. To that's that. When we get to that's that, we're going to get headaches, man.
But I wanted to stop here on the invest the fest. So fest, I was looking that up. What does it mean? Functional anthropic. It deals with your nose. You know how your nose, your nasal gets blocked on one side.
Oh, yeah. They have it as functional endoscopic sinus surgery.
Right. So what goes in your nose when you sniff cocaine? So he's like,
wow, he's going that far.
Invest in the fest. Like,
wow. I see where you're coming from. They supposed to know it show when his aura glow, get it out there. Okay. I got you. I see all the connections you're putting there. Damn. Keep going. Time is money. Spend, waste, save, invest the fest for 10K. It's okay. The chicken chest S.
Woo.
So, now, okay. So I thought the chicken chest S was like a playoff of Superman. Like he's, So
yeah,
he's like,
I see that too.
Yeah. Chicken
chest
S.
The chicken fest, the chest is like,
yeah, but then when you have it, when you're chicken, like when you're bird chested, like you don't have muscles on your chest, but right?
There's this known thing where like you have a cave chest too. There's people that are born with that deformity when the chest is born in, like caved in. So you like he's basically punching that Superman figure.
Yeah,
he's caving in their chest. That's all pumped up. He's caving it in. That's crazy.
All this articulation, man. Yes, y'all. The double get you the trickles. The best ballers pitch in and rub together nickels. But tut tut, he about to change the price again. It go up each time he blow up like hydrogen.
So I didn't know if this meant like the dub as in W and wins gives you the trickles, or is it like $20 gives you a little bit of cocaine, maybe?
Okay, I got you. Yeah, because he's paralleling, Zay's paralleling the whole thing. All right, so yeah. Yes, y'all, the double get you the trickles, right? So I guess the trickles would be your enjoyment of it. Yeah. The best ballers pitch in and rub together nickels, right? So that means the best ballers get the bread for what he's getting, right?
Right.
I got you. So the best ballers pitch in,
but
which
now
is a
the
connection.
Price is going up or something on it.
But wait, remember, but best ballers isn't connection to like baseball, right? So best ballers pitch in. Right. And then rub together nickels. But tut tut, he about to change the price again and go up each time he blow up like hydrogen. So him blowing up with how much he's selling, right?
And then blow, like,
blow up like hydrogen, and then hydrogen bomb, right? So we got mad connections, man. Villain here, have him shrilling in fear. He won't stop illing till he's a gazillionaire. Grilling stare, your boy. I'm trying to keep the rhymes now, matching. So villain here, because he's gonna bend everything perfectly.
Right.
Villain here, have him shrilling in fear. He won't stop illing till he's a gazillionaire. Grilling stare, your boy had drama, got him on a mental plane, avoided back karma. That shit is ridiculous, man. The pattern, he's probably going past like fours and fives right now.
The double play is crazy because in one sense he's talking about like that coke dealer or you know the person on that, and then he's talking in one sense about this ill rhymer who's rhyming as hard as crack, you know. But and that even the play on the title track because he wants to reach a gazillionaires,
right?
Compared to being a gazillionaire,
right? Exactly.
You know, that's just a crazy double on that whole track.
Okay, so won't stop till he's a gazillion. He's got the grilling stare, right? So he's ice grilling you. Grilling stare, your boy had drama. Got him on a mental plane, avoided mad karma. So So he's above it, right? So right. A mental plane avoided Mad Karma because his plane is higher than yours.
Right.
Once sold an inbred skinhead, a nigga joke, plus a brand new chrome smoker with the triggers broke. Mm. So basically he sold a bad weapon to a cracker, right? So a white man. Right. So he gave him a gun. And right, and if the nigger joke is basically, I sold you a bad gun.
That's how good he is.
Right. Like, so know, I sold you a bad gun, and then when you wanted to use the gun, the trigger didn't work.
Right.
So once sold an inbred skinhead a nigger joke, sold a white guy a black joke, plus a brand new chrome smoker with the triggers broke. So that's a brand new gun with the triggers broke.
That's how good he is as a hustler.
I thought I told him firing pins were separate. He find out later when he tries to go and rep it, right? So he's like, yeah, he tries to pull the trigger and it breaks.
Right.
So that's just brilliant. Like,
he
never at once said, I sold somebody a fake gun.
Right.
You never see the words pop up one time.
And in these bars are also, they're also laced with some realism, because you could look at that line about the inbred skinhead. You could look at that as, you know, when he was with this group KMD and they were they took it off the shelf.
Oh yeah. Because he had told a nigga joke. Yeah, I got it.
It was too controversial for them. You know,
I got you. That means the brand new chrome smoker is them being the group that was going to take off, but the trigger didn't work, right? I got you, because they didn't make it.
That's crazy.
I thought I told him firing pins were separate, right? Because him and his brother got separated,
right,
maybe?
Right.
He'll find out later when he goes to try to rep it. So took a Jehovah money for Arabic Torah, charged in advance to translate it, ignored the sort of.
ignored the sort of.
One monkey don't stop, no slaughter. So I think he's talking about himself, though. One monkey don't stop, no slaughter. A junkie want a cop, a quarter ton, run for the border.
That's
know
funny.
The drill, it ain't worth the overkill. Flow skill still, there's no thrill. Fill a billion, 10K bills in his pillow, villain. When it gets real, it's split the skrilla with Dilla.
The rhyme scheme is too much, man.
It's too many rhymes, man. Know the drill, it ain't worth the overkill. Flow skill still, there's no thrill. Fill a billion, 10K bills in his pillow, villain. Fuck that, man. It's like...
I thought what was funny is, like, because when a junkie wants to cop a quarter ton, like wants to get too much,
yeah,
then you know, like, something's up. So he wants to run to the border. He's like,
that's fucking dope. Because now when you use that coke alignment, I'm thinking of he's on a beat by Diller, right? Dilla, right? Drug dealer, right? Drug dealer.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Let's see. I'm just fucking around, man. I'm just adding.
The fact that cop's in there too means that maybe the guy could be a cop.
Because he's like, all right, villain, when he gets really split the skrilla with Diller, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because he had just sold to y'all, right? After reading the bars on a Dilla beat.
Right.
So split the skrilla with Dilla, mix, do a deal for kicks and get rich quick. Sketch lyric, bet your bottom nick on some Vic. Ick from the drumstick, come with some dumb shtick. Look at that shit. Nick on some Vic. Ick from the drumstick, come
Trey's
with the
on that
dumb
technical
stick.
Aspect right now.
Because you got to realize your average rhymer is only going for 2-3 syllables, man.
To rhyme this deep with that heavy layer of lyricism, with like the technicality.
Because he's mashing, flow wise, he maxed Dilla, mix, and he had a rhyme for it.
Right.
Kicks and get rich quick, right? So
The B switch up is very classic too. That's very iconic.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite Dilla beats. One of my favorite Dilla beats.
We're just taking everything. He's spazzing. He's spazzing here.
Yeah.
So I like that whole thing on that play of sketch lyric.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking of comedy sketch.
Yeah.
Bet your bottom dollar, like bottom, but Nick on some Vic. Vic, that's comedian. DB Tolia. There's a comedian named Vic.
Oh.
Right? There's a comedian. So he's basically
sketch
saying,
lyric,
like,
bet your bottom nick on some Vic. So like some comedian.
Yeah.
Ick from the drumstick.
Okay,
because you're thinking slapstick, right?
Right.
So ick from the drumstick, come from the dumb stick, right? That's really brilliant. No, that's really fucking right. I can see where you're coming from.
Some dumb shtick, you know.
Yeah, that's dope.
Basically saying that Doom is not a gimmick.
Right, I got you.
What he's kicking is the real deal shit.
It's fucking brilliant, man.
That's sick.
Seriously. Slick. Hidden in the book, the only way they find if it is spitting in a hook, right? Listen, don't look now, keep walking, traded three beans for this cow, cheap talking. So what's the cow? I don't know what the cow is.
That has to do with Jack and the Beanstalk.
Okay.
In that story, Jack thought he was the smart one. He goes, I got these three magical beans, but he's basically flipping it on him and being like, no, I was the smart one. I got the cow.
I like that shit.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then we go from cow to another animal, right? So Hawkman stalking, here we hawking off and cough into a coffin, might as well scoff the pork then, right? So we got pork. We got a hawk, and then we got cows all connected in some kind of way.
And then hawk for hawk and loogies, still coughing.
Hawking off and coughing to a coffin. So he's going to cough and he's hawking loogies on you, so you're coughing into coughing.
And then still hawking. You're hawking at me. You're talking to me too much.
And then we hawking, I think, goes back to New Jersey, I believe, is like a city in New Jersey where maybe he came from. We hawking. Mm-hmm. So that's also another little nugget there.
He's like Worf. Say stronger. Oh, yeah. Some say stronger, though. Off the top, Jay Strongbow, play along, bro. Wear a mask Worf like, yo, Star off Trek? The gong show.
From Star Trek?
Flow yes. slow as Mongo, Don Wong Thong Pro. What the fuck?
Yeah. So I want to rewind back to this because I think it's important too, because that line coffin to a coffin. So I'm picturing that he's envisioning the cop, like kind of like waving off or kind of like shrugging might his shoulder.
Well, might as well scoff the pork then.
So might as well basically saying the
why
cops then,
why even talk to the cops?
Right.
But also eat the pork. I mean, pork is not exactly the best thing to eat.
And he's like Worf from Star Trek. I like that.
He's like Worf. Some say stronger.
That's the Worf's special powers, that they're supposed to be stronger. Mm-hmm. Right?
This is incredible. Like, I love his work, man.
And then off the top, Jay Strongbow, play along, bro. Chief Jay Strongbow's pro wrestler from the 80s. Play along, bro. Wear a mask like, yo, off the gong show. So,
and then MF Doom wears a mask himself. And that's a reference. That's probably an old reference, huh? The John.
Of course, yeah. His old-ass references. He's not new.
The bag over the head is the guy from the gong show, the guy who wore a paper bag over his head.
It's a dope reference, though.
Flow slow is Mongo Don Juan Thong Pro. The only Mongo that I know is going to be the Mongo from Blazing Saddles.
But isn't it crazy? Like,
I'm thinking Bishop Don Juan.
I want to talk about this subject because we mentioned before when MCs drop references, sometimes it dates them.
Yeah.
In this case, I don't feel like it's, I mean, I know it's dated, but I don't feel like his raps are dated. You know what I mean?
But then we're talking about the people who actually filter through and understand what we're talking about. Like the Mongo, like I know who, what Mongo he's talking about because the Mongo from Blazing Saddles was talking all slow.
Yeah. Right.
And I know Jay Strongbow because, you know, so it's like, in his demographic, like, so now
you're right up his alley.
So it's a matter of like the people who don't understand are asked out initially, but they get a research and find out.
And that's
if they're really intrigued about Doom. That's a special treat about Doom, is that if you are inclined to, if you're a hip hop connoisseur that's inclined to listen to these dope MCs, you're going to do your research. You're going to do your homework. Right. The ones that don't and that like listening to drill music don't want to listen to it. I mean, don't want to do the homework.
Yeah.
Simple and plain.
True.
Like with this, I like this shit, man.
I just feel like Doom chooses the right references where it's like not referencing a beeper or a pager where it's like, oh God. Like,
no, he actually has classier references.
These are references that
classier. Yeah.
Cause if we're going to even go back to, it's like classic wrestler, classic, character from a movie.
Yeah.
You know, like even talking about Worf from Star Trek, in four bars, Star Trek, pro wrestling, Blazing Saddles, Mel Brooks, good.
He's throwing you.
He's valid. He's valid.
Hood nerd.
So then we go with Flow Slow with Mongo, Don Juan Thong Pro for your info when he's not practicing Jim Crow or actress in some Nifo Bimbo. He's playing Ray J, the old tape. So we have the not practicing the Jim Crow laws, so I don't think he's discriminating. Mm-hmm. Or actressing on some Nympho Bimbo. Mm-hmm. So any
playing
like,
for the ladies, like performing for the women on some LL Cool J shit.
He's playing Ray J the old tape, so is Ray J sex tape with Kim K. Doom, what can I say? He's like JJ in a gold cape.
Now, all this is in reference to the police, right, or to cops. This is all talking about them because he's saying for your info when he's not practicing Jim Crow, like when he's not basically acting, like this is something deeper, like that's what I'm getting out of that.
Yeah, I got you.
That would be the other option, or actress in some Nympho Bimbo. That's when you could definitively say it like he, well, that's when you could say, hey, this is perhaps what he meant by being an actor or acting.
What can I say? Like JJ and Gold K fill it to the rim like brim villain and you won't find him in no gym. Probably a foggy bog with the frogs with a dot on the guard as he squat on a log, right? So I could literally imagine a bog that's foggy, right? And him chilling alone with the frogs in some kind of like, you know what I'm saying? I could see it in my head. in a small amount of time, and it's all fucking rhyming perfectly. Look, when I say perfect rhymes, once again, fog, bog, frogs, right? That shit's hard to do, man. That's really hard to do. Yeah. The slant rhymers are going to go fog, dot, pog, tall, par. Like, yeah, they'll go in any direction around it, but it won't be exactly OG, man. So it's just brilliant. So probably a foggy bog with frogs with a dot on the guard as he squat on a log, half cocked and half big, used to keep a full stock of work, half rocked and half shake, right? Come on, man. Like, he's just so brilliant. My mistake, sign a track agreement for G's, for more G's than lines and cracks in the cement. In any event, it's fake like wrestling. Get him like Jake the Snake on mescaline. Elixir for the dry throat. Tried to hit the high note. Villain sent a itsy bitsy zygote. Come on. Dry throat, zygote, high note? Come on. By remote. Send it in the meat wagon. Bragging MCs packed in with their feet dragging. So they just packed in dragging on the floor, right?
The most boastful MCs end up getting packed in the meat wagon with the feet dragging. So, you know, the ones that, you know, the live
these
by the sword.
These stats are staggering.
Die by the sword.
Wait, these stats are staggering. It's an incredible amount of people you've killed.
Had his PhD in street haggling. So that's a good way to say, yeah, he's a very suave drug dealer.
No hook, guys. We have no hook at all, man.
Yeah, it's just like it reminds me of Kendrick Lamar's which DNA, where he just goes off.
Oh yeah, and he just fucking, you know, relentless, yeah, like just it tears it apart. Yeah, yeah. And then verse three, villain, his agenda is clear. Oh, this one's a dope. I love this one. I did a breakdown on this verse. Villain, his agenda is clear. Ending this year with dividends to spare. Here, it's not meant for the seeing. Went through the ceiling after entering the center being, right? So he like did it through an astral projection event, right? It's not meant for the seeing, right? You can't see this, right? Which would be astral projection. Went through the ceiling after entering his center being, right? Which would be like a meditation play or just like sleeping and jumping out your body.
Yeah. And with dividends to spare, right, you know, you'd get your dividends quarterly. Right. So then you'd get them four times over, but then at the end of the year, you still got more to give, more to give out.
Exactly.
So it's a play on the fact that he's
made enough money to break the ceiling.
Yeah. Abundant.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So he broke the financial ceiling, and then within himself, he broke the ceiling. Right. Which is because if you break through the ceiling, you have a breakthrough, right?
Right.
So went through the ceiling after entering his center beam.
We also got another beat change. I want to mention that.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. This is the beat change back to the original. A new meaning to sales through the roof, right? To the original. Yeah.
And even through the roof of your astral projection.
Right, because he will sail through the roof, right? Like a ship.
Right.
So new meaning to sails through the roof, guaranteed raw and saw his truth was truth, right? So basically himself, right? So guaranteed raw and saw his truth was truth proof. Basically proof of truth, right? It's the return of the tramp. Who do a duet jam when Ernest goes to camp, right? So
I love that
play. Lady and the Tramp, right? So he's the tramp. I believe the song is the lady, right? It's the return of the tramp who do a duet jam when Ernest goes to camp, right? And Ernest goes to camp is a play on the average rapper doing the typical easy comedy shtick that you can see coming. Ernest are the rappers.
That came full circle.
Exactly.
For me.
Okay. So who do a duet jam when Ernest goes to camp for the right urn? Nah, I mean like Vern. Vern is from Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yeah, that's his name. Yep. Yeah, it's Vern.
So Vern says that all the time. We need some more oil for the machines to burn, learn, right? So this midnight oil, right?
Right.
Jiminy Crickets. Oil. And then we go into Jiminy Crickets.
Yeah, he's so late. He runs into Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah. This is fucking crazy, man.
But
yeah.
And also Jiminy Crickets, you know, the phrase.
He gets lucky, like winning free tickets off sickly lyrics. I thought he said simply lyrics.
Yeah.
I always heard it as simply lyrics, but sickly lyrics.
That's what I heard too.
It might be that because Genius is known to be off.
Yeah, Genius is wrong. So he gets lucky like winning free tickets off simply lyrics. And I thought that shit's fucking brilliant.
That is crazy.
One man's waste is another man's soap. And he's talking there's a bathroom play.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right. But one man's waste is another man's soap is off the cleanliness of his play, I think.
Right.
Right. So somebody might think his style is trash, but another man will hear his style is smooth.
Yeah.
Suns fan base.
You could also refer that back to, I think, Cocaine too. Like, you know, I don't know if they, I don't know. How to
one man's waste is another man's soap because it's clean to them.
I don't know how to cook it up, but I'm just saying, like,
you know. Hey, don't downplay yourself. You don't know how to do it yet.
Yeah, you got to learn. Yeah, you got to believe. I'm sure Google has all the tools you need. One man's waste is another man's soap. Suns fan base knows the brother man's dope. So look, one man's waste is another man's soap. Suns fan base know the brother man's dope. Oh!
fucking sentence. Run! That would get nice, man.
Yeah, this is Kaioken level doom.
Yeah, Kaioken level doom beyond, bro. Yeah. The mask is shaking at this point, man. So yeah, really dope. A real weirdo with a bugged rare flow, right? Real weirdo with a bugged rare flow and the way his hair grow was ugly as a scarecrow. Fucking perfect matches, man. I mean, the O, listen, weirdo, rare flow, scarecrow is perfect, man. Hair grow, all of it is dope. He wears a mask so the charge won't grab on a rooftop with a large stone slab. So I thought that was a playoff of Moses. Heads up.
The stone slab of the album cover.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the audio.
So on a rooftop with a large stone slab. So he's like reading his bars. Heads up. And then heads up, though, because if he's on the rooftop, your head will go up to look at him.
Yeah.
So heads up, talk white and thought niggerish. Refused to walk tight and got off his vigorish. All right. Ooh. So refuse to walk tight is like walking with, you know, like a white man, right? And got off his vigorish. I forgot what was like his vigorish intent, maybe. I forgot what it was. Black licorice and equally as yucky because nobody eats fucking black licorice. How he handled the money was strictly Dan Stuckey. And I think Dan Stuckey was just like, did he launder money or something like that?
I actually want to get to.
Or it was the cleanest. It's the cleanest. He handled the money the cleanest.
His the initial bar.
Was that in, what movie was he in?
Dan Stuckey?
Stuckey.
I couldn't tell you.
I think
it's going to be, it's going to, well, Genius has a link for this.
No, it's Daylight. It's Daylight. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was
it's a like a De La
song. Oh, the De La song. He wears a mask so the charge won't grab. So wearing the mask so the charge won't grab, I'm thinking that he's saying the charge from the static cling, but I'm also thinking that he's thinking about the charge from the static that he gets on the streets.
That's brilliant. I like that.
Yeah. I thought
he wears a mask because we're going past the general. The general line is the charge don't grab when he commits the crime.
Yeah.
But then everything else, you know, there's like four layers after that.
I like that, man.
That's fucking brilliant. All right. So how he handled the money. Wait, strictly Monkey Hustle's Land on Fire later for the date. Oh, yeah. Monkey Hustle, Man on Fire later for the date than the Hadron Collider. Like, so Hadron Collider, they've been talking about making that shit for so many years. And now we currently have it.
Wait, what's a Hadron Collider?
If you're familiar with like a CERN or any of that like quantum computing shit.
Right.
It's just a quantum computer. Why do we know all this random shit? Watch the Mark and Andre show. It's an old ass podcast we had. We covered all the conspiracies.
Yeah.
We studied the Hadron Collider. We did all this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Amongst all of us, we've all had our dive into conspiracies. I did the deep end, the Mark and Andre show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the Hadron Collider was a colliding, it collided particles together and it costs more. It'd be seeming like a style. Doom leave the competition steaming like a pile.
Like
that's a
shit.
Big pile of shit right now.
Big ass pile of shit.
Smile.
Smelly ding. Pile too.
Sparkling jewels. Because his teeth are blinging.
In effect, like alternate side of the street parking rules. So if you're ever on the street in New York, and I hope if when you travel to New York, you don't have a car. Don't ever have a car in New York if you're traveling. The fucking no parking signs. One side is like Tuesdays and Thursdays. The other side's like Mondays and Wednesdays. And the people that live there, they got to play this parking lot mambo, alternate sides, because the street sweeper always comes. And there's always like a day they just throw the trash out in the street. It's freaking gross. Here I was on a Wednesday with my buddy Jason, and it reeked on a random Thursday. I was like, what fucking smells? I turned the block, piles of trash everywhere. It was just gross. I was just like, oh, we came on trash day on this block. And there's no alleys for them to put this in.
Yeah, it's just out. It's out front.
Peace to New York, though. So then we have
fools. The roach was never dead. It lived for a week.
And then dehydrate with a severed head.
Shrunken heads.
And it's crazy, like, because the roaches can live without their head. That said, you know,
for a little bit,
for like a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it was depicted as flicked in, split, wigs lit. Can you dig it?
Yeah. Can you dig it?
Bam,
it was depicted as flicked in. That don't make sense. It's probably depicted as flicked it. All right, that's a black term. So black people say flicked it, and that means you stupid.
Yeah.
dehydrate with a severed head. Instead, it was depicted as flicked it. But maybe I'm wrong.
Classic.
Split the wigs lit. So what he means is,
like,
and he said the wigs lit, right? It's the wicks lit. So split the wicks lit. He just lit the wick like dynamite.
Oh, I see.
It's not a wig. It's a wick.
Right.
So of course we're reading off of Genius.
Right.
So So split the wicks lit. And
that's
then
what hip hop brings you. We bring you like straight, exactly what like
We give you that raw shit, son.
100% pause. Interpretation guarantee or your video back. Or your like back. We'll give you your like back. We'll knock back on your door.
Yeah.
Here's your like back. Here's your like. Sorry about that.
Big old Facebook.
It's a big thumb. Someone's thumb. We go to our local cadaver and get a thumb for you.
This is a classic track, man. I recommend this track for all hip hop heads. This one you're gonna just be nodding your head
body
to.
Up, body up, body up.
So we move on.
We had absolutely. Yeah, you picked absolutely. And I jokingly said, I don't think this song in my reality existed. I've never heard this song before. Yeah. I don't know why. I've never heard this song before, but I heard the transition at the end.
Mandela effects right. Within this
yeah,
album.
For real. This felt like a Mandela effect, man. I don't know why, man. I ain't being funny. I don't remember absolutely at all. I remember a Rap Ambush. So I remember the ending of this song rolling into Rap Ambush, but I don't remember this fucking song at all. Absolutely don't even exist to me. I've never heard this before. So when you picked it, I was like, wait, what the fuck is this? I just kept playing it over and over. So yeah, why'd you pick this one, man?
This one, I liked his, scheme on here. I liked what he was saying. I thought it was really dope. Because it was like, he was like controlling the block in a way. Like he was just calling the shots and he was giving you like just street knowledge on like, this is how we're going to handle our ways here. Like when something's going down, like he was giving you all the street rules, you know? And so he's just giving you game basically. And letting you know if you snitch, like this is what's going to go down, and basically just giving you the rules of the trade, like out here, you know. So I thought it was just a cool track, and I love
the beat, man. Madlib, bro.
Yeah, I love the jazz vibes on it. You know,
Madlib. I was like, oh,
and you
shit.
Got Madlib on it with MFT. I just love that combo. Yeah. It's like freaking Common and Kanye for me. It's like those two that just go, or Guru and Premier. It's a nice coupling.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And the fact that he's talking about that subject, I mean, I always thought that phrase was a very, what do they call it, a golden rule of truth, you know? And I feel like MF Doom, there's no better person to talk about that subject than MF Doom, you know?
I feel like you would hear this in the War of Art or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Art of War, rather.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, man, this is brilliant, man. This shit is dope. Good to the last drop, Nigglets. Ooh, good to the glass drop, Nigglets. Hood to the blast pop, then bigot ass piglets. Go for the bosses, dicks are higher. Beat walkers still get caught up in the crossfire.
You get caught up in the... Damn, that's a piece to the board game Crossfire.
But no, this shit is fire, man. Like, all right, so look, I'm going for the rhyme. Good to the last drop, Nigglets. Hood to the last pop. Them bigot ass, right? So once again, Doom broke the pattern on purpose. And I know he did it on purpose because he could just really do it like this. Good to the last drop, Nigglets. Hood to the last pop, bigots, right? But he didn't do it.
But he said piglets.
No. Oh, yeah. No, he added them on purpose. So this is Doom's tech. Doom does this on purpose. He doesn't want to be symmetrical for some reason, right? So good to the last drop, Nigglets is the rhyme, right?
Right.
The follow-up is hood to the last pop, them bigot ass, right? He did that on purpose.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
So instead of ending where you anticipated.
Because he could have just said hood to the last pop bigot. Right, and it would have been 100% a match.
Right.
But he doesn't do that on purpose.
Right, right.
So yeah, bigot ass piglets, right? So we call them little pigs. But what is a piglet, right? Little cops, right? You know, little snitches. Instead of calling them snitches, he calls them piglets. Go for the boss's dicks or higher, right? So if you're a piglet, if you're snitching, go for the boss's dick or higher. Beat walkers still get caught up in the crossfire. Get at the Sarge and give him the orders. Oh. Get the rest of the punks quit. The rest of the punks will quit the force and get slaughtered. So
slaughter like pigs.
Right, right.
Yeah. I wanted to say something like for the inspiring artist or MC. This is just something that I've kind of picked up along the way of my, you know, rapping and stuff is when you know you kind of want to say something like in this phrase, he wants to talk about the cops and he knows the another way of calling them is a pig. Mm. And you know, if pig doesn't match your rhyme of what you're going for, like don't give up. Mm-hmm. Still be clever with it. He found a way to still say pig and make it rhyme by really thinking out the box and looking for a character, piglet. Mm-hmm. And it still works. So, you know, just don't give up. Like,
wait. But in this line, let's lean into this. Instead, they're streetwalkers, right?
Right.
Calls them beatwalkers, right? So beatwalkers still get caught in the crossfire, right? Because if you're a streetwalker and there's a war between two streets, you'll get caught in the crossfire.
Right.
So he's got this many layers.
That's crazy.
He's got this many layers, man. It's a headache. It's a headache, man. It's a real life headache, man. I love this shit, man. But this is the standard that we fall in love with.
Right.
You know? Get at the Sarge and he gives the orders, right? So get at the Sarge. He gives the orders. The rest of them punks will quit the force and get slaughtered, right? I think he's talking more on snitches. Yeah. You stealth, play Ali's jet. We'd rather not alert them nosy federales yet, right? Yeah. So I think it's just like your position on the street. Keep the local random cases in each state. Escape to the beaches for the season and be straight. Yeah. Listen, man, keep the local random cases in each state. Escape to the beaches for the season and be straight. Jesus, man. Like, you know, for real, man. You know what's cool? I'm a rhymer, y'all. This shit is like tech.
Yeah, super tech. You know what's cool, too, is as real as this is, like the lines that he's spitting, there's also, you kind of feel that it's laced with some humor in there, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's sarcastic as shit,
because
man.
When, for one, he's telling you, just go straight for the Sarge, like, you know, and everybody else will fall to the wayside or they'll either get slaughtered, you know? So, yeah. But it's kind of humorous how necro-ish it is, like, as far as dark.
The sarcasm is there.
Yeah,
Necro almost feels like he could potentially be truly honest about his shit. Whereas Doom feels more sarcastic. Right, like he's just like, come on, I'm so smart. You guys are like years behind me, right? You're just now getting bars now, right?
With Necro, I feel like it was unintentional humor. Here, I feel like there is some intention to the humor. You know what I mean?
Wait, okay, I like this one.
Like you said, the sarcasm.
Escape the beaches for the season and be straight. You won't call, keep your Nikes on tight, no white. Right. So like, be ready.
Right.
You know, have your shoes on. We about to get to work. No white, because we're going to be doing this shit in the dark. There's
Get them black Air Forces on.
Right. Get them blacks on.
But then also, like, I thought like no white could also mean like no cocaine, no drugs. Like,
No. I think no white isn't, because if we're going to be
purposefully for that, huh?
If we're going to be running this game, right? No, if I'm going to be running this crime, I'm not going to be wearing black.
True.
Black pants and some white kicks, bro. True. It don't make no sense. We rob him.
That's true.
So basically, you know, and then once again, it's all implication.
Right.
The implication.
Right.
It's just the implication of what Doom's doing here. He's like, he's not going to directly say anything. He barely ever even addresses himself in the first person. So yeah, you on call, keep your Nikes on tight, no white. Anybody tell, get lighted on sight, right? So they're getting lit up, right? They're getting shot. Or getting lighted on sight, being exposed. The ringer's on a need to know basis. So that means you don't know who's calling.
Right.
No persons, places, things, and no faces. So we got anonymity. There we go. I got it.
And you know, this also kind of just gives me memories of The Wire too.
Yeah.
Just like that whole, you know, just the street
no
smarts.
Phones. What no I tell phones. You about no phones, man.
Yeah. They were always just so like organized.
Call me on the payphone.
And this is the thing that I think,
but what are we moving though? That's what I was trying to get on the, like, you know, what are we moving? Is he just?
Yeah, I think it's just.
I think he's just telling that he's talking about the holdups.
Yeah,
because the holdups, as long as you don't leak out information, and if you shoot the person that's intending to tell, you've taken care of that end as well.
Yeah, I feel like it is. He's bringing to light the organization just being smart about it. You know,
yeah,
like he's bringing out that aspect to it.
I like get bagged. You're on your own, acted alone, back. Okay, get it. Get bagged, you're on your own, acted alone, right? So basically, we don't know you, right? If you get caught by the cops, we don't know you.
It's
like some Ocean's 11 shit.
Yeah. I feel like this could be like kind of like they're creating their criminal empire, and maybe he's giving his goons like like, hey, this is what's going to happen. Like, you know, this is how we keep our organization tight.
But with that line of saying absolute power corrupts absolutely means that he's going to be the one narrating, which leads him as the Don or the actual head dude of the organization.
Boss, the main boss. Okay.
It's a price on all snitches. If you nice, bring back eyes, finger toes, and pictures. So you want to make sure the evidence that you bring back to somebody to make sure that they're dead, you bring back their thumb, bring back something. You remember, like,
horse's
in
head.
Good example Godfather. is the 1997 movie Metro with Eddie Murphy, when he found out one of his partners died. He came back with an ear.
You're a freaking living Google, dude.
Right.
Send copies to those singing the blues, mothers and fathers who unjustly accuse our species is in danger.
I love that double place, singing the blues
because they're sad
cops.
About the loss.
The cops could be blues.
Singing the blues, singing to the cops, and then singing the loss of somebody.
Yes.
Double size, man. That's
our
crazy.
Species is in danger. So meaning that the OG gangster is the species that's in danger. After he's laying out all the rules to me,
Wear
gloves and strike in a city where you a stranger.
So, be anonymous.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll let them fools know and send them a message. Let them POWs go, right? But I think the prisoners of war is also those stuck on the street. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I just, every time I hear that, I'm like, wow, now you have your orders, do your duty.
Yeah.
A new way to let the shot spray. A few drops a day. Double espresso. DA latte.
The DA?
No smell. DA latte. Oh, okay, because the DA. Right. DA latte. No smell nor taste. Hardly traceable. Wait to waste a prosecutor paid to get the case pulled. So wait to waste a prosecutor, bro. Like he's
so
on the
he's
next
saying
level.
To like to shoot waste. Up the DA. But it's cool because he's doing a coffee play now because he said let the shot spray. The espresso is just going to be an espresso
just
shot.
Drops yeah.
Fast shot, easy,
the
quick.
DA latte.
Just a few a day. Like
way to waste a prosecutor. Waste a prosecutor paid to get the case pulled. Let him learn a lesson for giving bros mad stresses.
A long list of CO's names and addresses. That's just...
God. Yeah.
It's targets, baby. Just targets.
If you want the law enforcement to learn a lesson, you give them a list of commanding officers' names and addresses. COs.
A fake judge with many years on the bench.
Wow.
That sits some good cats at a chair was aired in a trench. So it's like your people, right?
That long.
He has that many people in his pocket, though. They say her tongue was teared out, smeared and drenched, the whole system scared in doubt with a fair stench. Man, look at all these rhymes, man.
Crazy.
Cartel
style murders.
Yeah.
She was tortured, some say post-mortem. The suspect took his own life before they caught him. Wow. So it's completely set up. No, it's just a setup. It's a complete setup.
He was that down?
No, it was exactly.
No, so
that's some Bane
the setup.
Shit. Yeah, that's the Bane shit, man. Yeah. That's some total Bane shit.
It looks like it.
Oh, I see.
It's real spooky, like a real trife movie. Yeah, like a trife movie, right? Remember the part where Terminator killed Tookie?
Wow.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Which one was Tookie?
No. When Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor and he didn't absolve Tookie Williams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. Mind completely blown. Wow. Exactly.
Okay.
So absolute power corrupts absolutely. If they get the villain surrounded, son, then shit. Shed blood. Some will be shooken. Just look what they had in the mud, red flood. Look what they had in the mud, red flood, man. Red blood. Hemoglobin oceans, baby.
And then I guess they did like a ending outro from something in Cops or like talking about a SWAT operation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And after that, talking about being pinned down by somebody, and I don't know what police operation that was, but to have law enforcement pinned down like that, the LA bank robberies in '94 when those dudes were holding up the bank with automatic weapons,
just heat
pinning down the LAPD.
It was just heat.
Yeah, basically.
Oh man, so many good tracks on this thing. I mean, there was just some honorable mentions really quick before we get to the last track. I liked Ball Skin, was a great track.
Pause.
thank you.
I love Ball Skin.
I love Ball Skin.
What are those ones that you guys like? At Rap Ambush.
Rap Ambush makes me like, who told you that? Roll through brat. That shit is hilarious to me.
Lightworks was good, but I heard that was also like kind of been around already. People like heard Lightworks. It was like redone.
I guess initially when I heard it, it was like, I didn't feel like he was matching to the beat, but then as I grew up, he was, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Every man, honestly, all these joints are great, man.
They're all great.
I can't even lie.
Sells
was an interesting experience, man.
Batty Boys is different. I think my first listen to Batty Boys, I was kind of like thrown off by the beat, cause the beat is so just not unlike your typical beat, but this is by MF Doom.
Yeah.
Because he is a producer too, which is crazy.
In his fucking vein.
And he's good and it's like different and he's an artist. So you got to think like an artist is going to give you something like you never heard before. Anyways.
More rhyming. It's just a pleasure, man.
It's rhyming. The concepts on like homophobia with these cartoon characters from DC. Like it's just a cool play. There's some humor there. Like it's
yeah. Anything that ponders a good thought gets you thinking.
Right. Right. Angels has Ghostface on it. And he also has Rekwan on
Sir. And it's like they write at home, man. They know exactly what they're doing.
Man, I love the collaborations, man. The collaborations he has on this are just like everybody that I would want to like see or hear work with MF Doom. Cells is another track. I just wanted to mention that track actually has the title in it where we have is he a poet, Andre? Who the guy that's spitting the
beginning? Charles Bukowski.
Okay.
So he's just hitting y'all with the rawness.
I was telling Dre,
and then he got the samples
cold.
Running.
He's so stone like, and it gives me the feeling of like the Stone Age feeling, you know, which is kind of the aesthetic that I get from the cover. And I thought that was like a, just a cool, you know, to actually get the aesthetic with the music, and it just kind of vibed together. And I kind of got,
it kind of did hit direction. That vibe, just kind of what Doom would do.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And it's like, I really still to this day don't think we know Doom at all.
Yeah.
So what he's capable of, we're just not going to be able to predict.
Yeah. We're just like,
we don't know the tip of
the iceberg. We don't even
have that. Man.
We don't have the answer key with this.
He's probably still alive. We don't know, man. We don't know. Shit.
So a lot of great tracks over here.
And then that was just a fucking overwhelming batch of dense rhymes. We gotta kind of tap into the concept before we even get into the shit, just to see if we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I believe he is talking about veterans and soldiers sworn into war in Vietnam or something along that line. And metaphorically, it links to young rappers of the modern day being thrown into a system that will kill them, destroy them, fuck their lives up. Yeah. So that's the parallel I believe that he's doing. I've been in a few debates about it. I don't think anybody knows what this song is about. So,
interesting. Okay.
But yeah, the rhyme density is like, fuck.
According to Genesis, it says that this is going to be regarded as one of Doom's most impressive tracks. Just because of the rhyme density alone. So.
Wait. We don't even get, what's the funnier part about this track? We don't even get a drop, basically. Yeah. You know, we don't even get like 8 bars to roll in. Yeah, we don't even get 4 bars to roll in. This motherfucker's already rhyming, bro. We have no chance. Yeah. Motherfucker's already rhyming, man. Yeah. And it's an exquisite work.
So brace yourself, everybody.
We already know we're going to fuck this floor up.
Yeah.
Already whoops. Wait.
Analysis.
He seems...
I can't read the words.
He seems to be hiding his power level.
Yeah. Already woke, spared a joke, barely spoke, rarely smoked, stared at folks while properly provoked. See, I'm so scared. What? Mirror broke.
I'm so scared.
Already woke. Already woke, spared a joke, barely spoke, rarely smoked, stared at folks when properly provoked, mirror broke, right? Because he's not on the rhythm. So mirror broke is at the end of that bar. But we got to talk about what he's saying. We can't just read the fucking rhymes.
Yeah.
So he already woke, spared a joke. So he's already woke.
Yeah, already
spared a joke,
jokes.
Barely spoke. He spared a joke. He didn't say anything about the situation.
Yeah.
Barely spoke. So he spared the joke by barely speaking. Rarely smoke, meaning, I don't know.
Everything right now is minimal.
Right. But I mean, come on. There's 3-syllable sentences, basically.
Yeah.
So everything he's saying is in 3 syllables. Spared a joke is a sentence. Barely spoke is a sentence. Rarely smoke is a sentence. Ooh. Stared at folks is a sentence. So stared at folks when properly provoked, meaning if somebody talked to him with some bullshit, he going to get back at you, right?
Right.
So stared at folks when properly provoked, mirror broke.
But meaning, because his enemy. Himself.
Well, yeah, because it's his mirror. The mirror would be the enemy. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you come at me with a problem, I stare you down. You're the mirror. Right. The enemy. Right. So
Black Mirror,
basically. Yeah. Here, share a strawberry morning, gone in more important, spawned and torn in, poor men sworn in. Right.
Did you guys just freaking hear that right now?
Here, share.
Did you guys just hear that right now?
Wait.
Find out 30 years.
Hey, see if we good, brother. See if we good. Yeah.
The strawberry morning is the earliest part of the sunrise to me.
Okay.
He's still talking about arising and everything. That could be one thing about it.
Right. So here, share a strawberry morning gone and important and more important spawning torn in. Gone and more important spawning. Right. Bring brought back in torn in poor men sworn in. Right. And I thought that was about war. Cornish hen switching positions, right? So the Cornish hens would be the chickens, right?
So
scared corny hens, right? Cornish hens would be corny hens, right? Cornish hens switching positions, talking about bad rappers or talking about bad soldiers
that are corny or something.
Well, it would be when we're out hunting, we shoot for Cornish hens.
Right.
So Cornish hen switching positions is the Cornish hen shooting us.
Okay. Ooh. Got it. Okay. Audition and mortician saw it in a vision, right? So what to be an audition and mortician is to be... No, for real, man. Listen.
But yeah. I'm trying to hang on right now. Like, I'm like this. I'm trying to hang on to the bar.
He's like Doc trying to plug in the charge.
Right.
Yeah, light tower.
Like, oh, what was it?
So, I'm like...
So auditioning morticians, right?
Yeah.
Right. So Cornishian switching positions, auditioning morticians, right? So auditioning morticians, what is that? The position to be over those that have passed, right? Mm-hmm. Those that have died.
Right, correct.
Right? Yeah. Or those that have fallen in war prior, yeah. Right? So auditioning morticians saw it in a vision, ignoring prison. So ignoring prison, I'm thinking, instead of taking prison as an option, I choose war, right? Yeah, ignoring prison with being the trap.
Or
right?
Even just ignoring prison and knowing yeah. that it's only death.
Okay, got you. Okay. Or the war itself is the prison.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So ignoramuses enlist and sound dumb, right? Because they just get in. Found them drowned in cow's dung, crowns flung, meaning, of course, knocked out in the ground in some cow shit with his teeth out, right? His crowns are his teeth. But also a young king or a young prince is dead because he joined a war stupidly. So found him in cow's dung, crowns flung. Is like we lost his potential.
We're in some deep water right now.
Because even in Vietnam, that was around the first time with a lot of you had a lot of black men enlisting as well.
Yes, exactly. So of course we're losing plenty of blacks. Rings a tinkerbell, sings songs for that's damn it. Rings a tinkerbell, sings for things that's frail as fingernail. Bring a scale, stale ginger lingers. God damn it. Bring a scale, stale ginger lingers. Seven figures in vigor. Nigga fresh out of the jail, alpha male, sickest ninja injury, the century, enter plea.
Damn, bro. I've never hit it three times on a freaking verse.
That's what Doom do, man. The scouter's broke, bro. Again, the scouter's broke,
broke
man.
Three scouters.
The scouter's broke. There's no fucking way, man. So, yeah, okay, look. I can't even. Rings a Tinkerbell.
50,000? I remember Ginyu was like sizing up Goku's.
Wait, 50,000? A Tinkerbell, you're thinking Tinkerbell like sound. Peter Pan, right?
When she comes around, but a Tinkerbell, I think there's a ring there too.
Well, but no, a Tinkerbell is an actual Tinkerbell.
It is, yeah,
right.
That's true.
So he rings a tiny bell, right? So, right. Oh, okay. So, like, you know how you play the smallest violin for somebody
right.
dying, right?
Right?
So rings a Tinkerbell. Oh, when somebody dies, it's right, like, oh, right. That's how small your death
right,
is.
Right.
Rings a Tinkerbell, sings for things as frail as a fingernail, meaning those that have been killed in the wars or right, whatever in this right. in this conflict,
and they're easily taken out, so they're easily frail,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. So, brings yeah. a scale stale ginger lingers seven figures in vigor. I don't know that. So money scale? my
maybe,
money is pushing it second figures
maybe the
in
scale
vigor.
Just because there's so many bodies like on the scale or?
Oh like justice right
yeah,
bring
like
a
justice,
scale
stale
ginger lingers.
Ginger lingers.
So maybe it's the fragrance of ginger, perhaps,
or
something like
the
that.
The scale from just straight up gin.
Oh, because there's a liquor scale too. Yeah. I guess used to weigh bottles of liquor.
Damn. So seven figures in vigor. I think seven figures in vigor is
the seven from that lit. There's a liquor. I forget what it's. I think it has a seven on it. There's a liquor that has a seven on it.
Okay. So we could possibly be meaning that then.
Yeah,
it could be anything, man. Seven at this point.
Even playing with the scale ginger.
So after seven figures in vigor, nigga fresh out of jail, alpha male, sickest ninja injury, the century, enter plea. So okay, fresh out the jail, alpha male, if that was in correlation to war, right? You let's say you don't go to war and you decide to go to jail. Nigga fresh out of jail, alpha male, right? Because if you just came out of jail, you probably are intense, right? You're alpha male. Sickest ninja injury, the century, enter plea. So the ninja injury is an injury you didn't see. A ninja injury is an injury you didn't see. So yeah, the sickest ninja injury this century, enter plea. So I'm thinking enter the plea to like plea for their position after the jail bars. Lend sympathy to limp wrist, simple Simon Ryman MCs, right? So
I'm getting just a vision, like if he's saying sickest ninja injury this century, so he can injure you so bad that you better plea that he doesn't.
Well, I thought maybe? The ninja injury is something you couldn't even see. Like you're not aware of the injury. Like it's a ninja.
Oh, because it's
so unseen.
Quick.
It's unseen. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So sickest ninja injury this century. And he's talking about fresh out of jail, alpha male.
Right.
That's the injury.
Right. Right.
When you come out of jail, you're all fucked up. You're a whole another person. Right.
Yeah.
So that's the injury. And then enter plea, I think is the plea to, you know, in the correlation to the crimes you might have committed being this type of person.
Right.
Lend sympathy to limp wrist, simple Simon Ryman MCs. Right. And he's just talking about once again, I think he's correlating war to the rap game. Trees is free. Please leave a key. These meager fleas. He's a breeze.
So he's giving like.
And and she's the bee's knees, but she's G's of G's. Sees property, shopper sprees, chop the cheese, drop degrees to stop the ski. To stop this grease.
Drop, Andre dies. Andre to stop yo, disease. Yo, gee whiz, hey, Paul.
Andre just passes out. Wait, like, okay, but that's what it is. He ends with gee whiz, Paul, just to call out like how ridiculous this is, man.
I wanted to say that. I was
trees just, is freeze. Please leave a key. These meager fleas. He's a breeze, and she's the bee's knees for she's G's of G's. Sees properties, shopper sprees, chop the cheese, drop degrees to stop disease. Gee whiz, Paul. Like what the fuck, man? Like, three syllable rhymes like squinched into perfect sequence, man.
I can't even compare that because I just don't remember the last time we've seen an MC bunch it up like this. It's just different.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I went back to that Len sympathy line to limp wrist, simple Simon rhyming MCs. So it pulled up a picture of Soulja Boy. I was like,
sucks. And then with the poem of Simon, Simple Simon was a pieman. It was like it's a play on that actual Simple Simon.
Plus, it's a reference on poem. Top of that. Yes,
his reference is referenced. Yeah. Okay, so look, trees is free. Please leave a key. So I thought trees ain't like real drugs.
Right.
Trees ain't gonna move anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You need something bigger. So please leave a key, a key of something, right? These meager fleas, he's a breeze, right? You're a meager flea. You're small. You're a breeze. You're easy to beat.
Or a key could also is another way of saying crack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So trees is free. Give me something bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These meager fleas, he's a breeze, right? So he's saying you guys are small work. And she's the bee's knees for she. She's an easy girl. G's of G's. Sees property, shopper sprees, chop the cheese, right? So I got big money. I'm handling business. Drop degrees to stop disease. Gee whiz, Pa. So drop degrees, meaning dropping knowledge to stop disease. The disease is the limitations of your mind or whatever, right?
Gee whiz, Pa.
Yeah, he's fucking tripping, bro. Doom, rock whiz, grandma like
you're a wizard too. Like you're a whiz.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. Doom, rock grandma like kumbaya. Mama was a ho hopper. Papa was a Rolling Stone star like Obama. Pull a car like old drama. Civil liberties. These little titty abilities riddle me middle C. And then the sound of the middle C being played with an explosion is in reference to Looney Tune. So it's like it's like a tunish thing. So all right. Doom, rock your grandma like kumbaya. Right. So kumbaya, my lord. We all know that song, right?
Right.
Mama was a ho hopper, Papa was a Rolling Stone, so he got two different sides of mom and pop. Star like Obama, pull a card like old drama, civil liberties. I don't know if Obama and the civil liberties were connected, but I think he was.
I wanted to stop at this line because we covered Big Pun. He says a line about the Little Italy. Little did we know.
Oh, it sounds just like it.
This is just another freaking. If you want to compare bar next to bar, you put Big Puns with this. It's arguable.
Right yes. Yeah. Star like Obama, pull a car like old drama, civil liberties. These little titties abilities riddle me middle C like 4 times. It's that hard, bro. It's that hard.
You know, this is the time when in DBZ where they evolved. They just like forget the scouter.
Yeah, we don't need it anymore. You just move the mountain with your eyebrow, bro.
With the Papa was a Rolling Stone was the Temptation song. Star like Obama, pull a card like old drama, civil liberties. So I'm thinking star like Obama when he was a star lawyer before he actually actually taught at University of Ohio for
civil
law.
Civil liberties, yeah.
These little titty abilities riddle me. So your immature kids, middle C. Yeah. So the middle C is the cartoonish, right? Because if you're little titty ability, you're a child. Riddle me, middle C, right? The middle C is the playoff of Looney Tunes.
Yeah, you're just like basic or middle
you're
C.
A child.
On a kid. On a piano, the middle C.
Yeah, but you're basic. And then also being the middle C is in relation to on Looney Tunes. What was it like? Daffy Duck was trying to mess up Bugs Bunny, and he needed. Yosemite Sam needed Bugs Bunny to hit the middle C to blow up.
Yeah,
but Bugs Bunny would never hit it. He would hit everything but the middle C. That's a Doom play. Oof. So man, brilliance.
Yeah.
Basically saying that these guys would hit the middle C and explode easily.
And when you listen just audibly, like if your mind can't catch up to in real time, because it's very hard to keep up with it in real time.
Oh my God.
It's
supposed to be
still very pleasing though. Like just, it's still very pleasing. The rhyme scheme alone keeps you afloat, you know, cause you can at least grab onto what you're hearing with the rhyme scheme. Like, damn, there's something.
Oh yeah. There's all these patterns you could catch on to.
The beat is sick.
Fuck,
so you're like vibing to this basically.
It's
but
overwhelming.
Man, it's so technically sound.
It's like, overwhelming. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Give an MC a rectal hysterectomy. Lecture on removal of the bowels. Foul technically.
Give an MC a rectal hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy. Lecture on removal of the bowels. Foul technically. Damn. Lecture on removal of the bowels. Foul technically. Like, there's so much shit connected, man.
Yeah.
Don't expect to see the recipe until we receive the check as well as the collection fee.
More wrecked than more, Section Z. What do you expect for free? So Section Z is the arcade cabinet, the NES cartridge, the video game Section Z. Shit.
Okay.
What do you expect to get for free? So maybe alluding to the
this game ain't free, the
arcade gameplay, like after it's done, it's like, what do you expect for free? Nothing. You don't get to play.
Shit for me. History, right? So nothing from him. And in history, like, shit I've already done. That's it.
Yeah. Right.
The key, plucked it off the mayor, chucked it in the old tar pit off of La Brea player. Right. And then he throws his last little rhyme at the end. Yeah, chucked it in the old tar pit off La Brea prayer. So
the key to the city from the mayor.
Mm-hmm. They say he's gone too far. Doom will catch him on the Juma on Kulaka. On Kulaka, right?
Oh, yeah. Do, he goes hard on that line.
Right. Do what you got to do. Grar. The rumors are not true. Got Tuma. No prob. Got the job. Hot Bob. Heartthrob. Scotch guard the bar with cotton swabs. Dart lob.
Reminds me a little bit of Daz Effects there. Like just the funny words at the end. Like the
it's, grar, the, it's ridiculous. Juma no Kulaka. Prob. Got the job. Hot Bob. Heartthrob. Scotch guard the bar with cotton swabs. Dart lob. What the fuck are you saying, man? That shit is almost close to ASAP.
Isn't that from
or NBA, ASAP, sorry.
Is that NBA Jam?
No. So the Juma, is the it's kind of equivalent to the Christian Sabbath. So so Doom will catch him after the Juma. So
on cue.
Wow, okay.
On cue.
Didn't know that.
So Juma is the Arabic word for Friday. It's also a special prayer in Islam held publicly in mosque every Friday of the week. Oh, it can be likened to the Jewish Sabbath on Saturday and the Christian Lord's Day on Sunday. So Doom don't care. Like after your Juma, it's on cue. Lock off.
Got you. No problem. Got the job. Hot bod, heart throb, scotch guard, the barb, cotton swab, dart job, lob, right? Bod. So, a dart lob to lob a dart.
You know
so
what's crazy throw. About Doom 2? It's like typically, an MC will maybe take two bars to like, even in a full sentence to say something, but he's saying something in every line.
Every bar, yeah. Every bar is catching wreck. Every bar
is like catching wreck, which is something just so cool about Doom. Is like, just like a stand-up comedian, they might hit you with one-liners. Doom does like that.
12 liners.
He does that like. You
got 9 liners.
Everyone is like boom, 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 hitting you. Like,
yeah, it never stops, bro. Yeah. He's fucking brilliant, man.
And it's just bombardment of boom, boom, boom. Scotch guard the bar with consoles, dart lob, but
bake a cake, sweet Jamaica trading treats on the beach. Make her ski till her feet meet.
So when the toes curling, when you're knocking the boots. Peace to the H-Town boys.
Shout out to H-Town, man.
Can it be that I stayed too long?
Oh, he starts singing on this one, too. I forgot.
Did you miss these rhymes when I was gone? As you listen to these crazy tracks, check them stats, you know where I'm at.
It's just a Jackson 5 song. Yeah. Play off of Jackson 5, man. Yeah. It's fucking...
So we went from
that's
him,
a classic. So if he's going to end it with Jackson's, then
him busting shots after you done prayed at the mosque, him blowing you up, Looney Tunes style, saying his piece to the Obama when he was a lawyer,
right. Like he took us through a president.
He took us through a whole freaking journey, dude.
I like
information that, I didn't even know he knew.
I like that this verse and a half is highly regarded as one of his best works because he put a lot into it. It's like when. You know, you take a lump of coal, pressurize it, give it enough time, it'll form a diamond.
Exactly.
And this, with this example that you got a lot of pressure lyric-wise.
A lot of pressure.
Right. And you don't even have three verses, or you don't have a three-verse, chorus, bridge, all that good stuff. You just have the verse and a half.
You have a freaking diamond.
And then him loosely singing a chorus at the end.
Right.
But yet you have one of his best works.
Tightly threaded verses,
most impressive
man.
Verses that we've ever gotten from Doom.
I'm not too sure he would have left Earth and said, yep, this is definitively going to be my last solo work.
Right, yeah.
I hope he would have at least considered more.
I don't think that was planned. Yeah. I don't feel like that was planned.
I mean, he dropped some great shit afterwards.
Yeah but he was always paired up.
Yeah.
It was always like the Danger Mouse joint.
Danger Mouse, JJ Doom.
Before
JJ
this
Doom
album, was there, what was the, was there like how late back was the other album before this?
Was it Matt Villainy before this?
No, Matt. I mean, no, it was Victor Vaughn.
Oh, it was Victor Vaughn joint.
I think there was a three-year hiatus, if I'm not mistaken. I think there was some time gap here from that album to this album, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was Victor
Vaughn
before this. And
so there
was
been kind of like a waiting for this, too, on top of that. Just another element to this drop.
Yeah, but what he did on this one is kind of something that's hard to do. You taking your technique to another level and then still changing it so much that you kind of alienate some of your audience.
Yeah.
This is the one, like I said, I fought with this a lot, man. I fought this album so many times, but it hits, man. It still hits. It still hits. It's just initially it didn't land like MM Food. MM Food was just so definite that once I heard it, I was like, I get what's going on. I'm in for the ride. Same with Mad Villainy. Yeah. I'm in for the ride. Danger Mouse, I'm in for the ride. But this one, I'm like, why is it taking so much work?
It reminds me of the scene in like the typical Hollywood movie where the guy's late to the train. We're the listener late to this train. Doom's. I doubt me visually. I don't see MF Doom holding his hand out. He's the conductor on this train. If you get on, you get on.
You get on.
He don't care.
Yeah, he's not
because the train's gonna keep going.
Yeah,
and he's not gonna last minute save you.
He might just wave to you or something, but I don't know.
In previous works, like in Food and Mad Villainy, he's driving a cab and he's waiting for you.
Right, right.
You know, in this one, it's like hell no, like. You already know who I am and you already know what I'm like.
And it's already there.
You know, like even his work within the Adult Swim when he used to do the Christmas, the little Christmas specials, like he didn't even care when he did like.
Man, I love those though. That was like my, man, when I saw those shits, I was so excited.
It's like you end up seeing after a long time that, dude, Doom don't give a damn. Like, I was there when he did that freaking doppelganger.
He actually saw the doppelganger.
Oh yeah. So this is leading that stuff was leading up to this album.
This is Rock the Bells 08. And then this happens. A lot of people weren't even, he was in a bad spot because who's going to trust somebody to do a show if his doppelganger going to show up?
Right.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I'm glad I actually was able to see him live once though. It was cool.
You got to see a piece of him.
Yeah. It was cool.
A form of him.
I like this album because like it shows me just a different aspect to him. I feel like it was just to me listening, comparing from like Food, I felt that Food was just, it was more cohesive. I feel like Food where it had just everything from beginning to end, like the whole concept was just drenched in that concept. Yeah. Very well. And he was kind of doing what he wanted to do, everything. And here, I just feel like it's a little different, but I like it though. I like the fact that he's working with these different artists that he F's with. Like
working with the masters.
Yeah, Raekwon and J Dilla and Madlib. Like he's kind of doing, I don't know. I wouldn't want to call it a last hurrah in his opinion for a solo album, but it kind of feels like he did hit this, some sort of arc and he's kind of like on the other side now.
Yeah.
It felt like that to me. Like we were speaking to another Doom, more knowledgeable, a Doom that's just been through some stuff.
Yeah. The top of the summit. And then it's the plateau because it's either you don't know, it's undetermined at this point with another solo effort, whether or not he was going to rise up or decline.
Right.
You know,
and he ends up rising, I think, with Mad Villainy. Like he's just
Mad Villainy's other level.
Oh yeah,
sword.
It's a magical moment.
So that's what's also another good takeaway is like this wasn't the end of MF Doom either. Like Mad Villainy.
JJ Doom. Listen to JJ Doom.
You got even
Doom Starks stuff. Out of this. You know, Bishop Nauru. I forgot. I
said. Oh him and yeah, Bishop Nauru.
Bishop Nauru.
Yeah, what do they call it?
Vision Nauru.
No, he was like, an allusion to the Nibiru?
Yeah, yeah.
Bishop Nauru. It's like I forget what the title's called, but it's like
a playoff of that.
It's funny because that dude, he Bishop Nauru, the rapper, he was like 16. How old was he? Like 17 when
he was trying to take him up though.
That was crazy because he homeboy had bars too, man.
That is crazy.
And then Doom got with Deck. He got with Inspector Deck for like two more projects.
Oh yeah, they did something
too. Yeah, that was it.
That's
it. Oh. So it's like, I mean, we have plenty from him, and every version of him, he does a new move.
Yeah,
and that's something I can appreciate from him, man.
Yeah,
JJ Doom is like my secret favorite one. It's like they did so many unique ideas on that one. You even get him, you know, rapping double time.
Yeah,
trying to rap double time. It's like a drunk double time. You know,
I like how everyone in hip hop has a way to pay respect to him. Because even with me, every time I see Gladiator now, I see him and I see Maximus in the mask.
Yeah,
I have a couple stickers, like just like with the metal face, and even with a lot of playlists that I have, I still hear Hoe Cakes or Deep Fried Friends. Mm. I just hear all these out. Like I even hear accordion from time to time. I love accordion too.
Yeah,
so it's, I'm glad he's getting his, his all praise due, even though he's no longer with us.
Yeah, his fan base is stronger than ever still right now. Like,
yeah, it seems like everyone. Yeah. It seems like MF Doom fans just came out of the woodwork after he passed or something. Wow,
they just multiplied.
What a coincidental.
I'm coming out of cubby holes like Gauntlet Legends.
Like the Thriller video.
Right.
So final takeaways on this album. I'll start with you, Andre. What was your final takeaways
about it? It's worth the fight, man. It's worth it. It's worth the fight. If you're a big Doom head, if you're a Doom head, you get it, just for me personally, out of all the works I've listened to from him, I'm a very technical guy. All the technical proficiency is always going to be there. But this one was just different. It was just different. It's an energetic difference from all the other ones. It's just its own living entity. So, it's worth the fight, man. Because when you have those breakthroughs, it's just totally worth it.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
You feel that there's this album, you feel that there's a time apart from the last album that he releases to this. And with time, he was able to garner a different approach on this album. An approach that does take multiple listens. I'll be honest, even with me being a very avid MF Doom fan, this did take multiple listens to get acquainted with it, because it's not your Mad Villainy. It's not your food. It is its own take. And then after you realize that it's a AP version of his like regular course, you end up figuring like, dang, homeboy just like has another set of bars and another atmospheric world. Plane, to where when you realize it gets easier to breathe the more times you're up there.
Yeah.
For me, I just feel like this is just a different side of MF Doom. We see this like archaic, like Stone Age side of him. Timeless, master lyricist. Really, like no matter how far ahead in time you are when you listen to this podcast, even like. The dude's lyrics are like hieroglyphics, man. It's a whole nother language. And what you're seeing is somebody so beyond their time. Yeah. Like, and speaking so beyond us. Like, I've never seen an MC like this that can just put so much pressure in a track and squeeze it all in there. Like it's a crazy lyrical cocktail of humor, freaking lyricism, technicality, deep depth, storytelling. Like this guy got it all. References like crazy, these little gems he'll just throw on you.
It's everywhere.
Idioms like homophones, like,
like running out of shit to say. Like,
yeah, it's like he has a whole bag.
He is like, a literary device, man.
The symbolism and his freaking just who he is, like MF Doom, like it's. He has it all. Like he's truly the lyricist's favorite, man, lyricist. So you don't want to pass on an album like this. You want to appreciate it for what it is and the classic that it is. I think every album, whether you might like it on the first listen or not, there's something to take away and there's something to appreciate and marvel at. And here we have another one, Born Like This. When you just listen to it a couple of times, you're going to find something new every time. So highly recommend this album. Highly recommend. You got to check it out.
Thumbs up for this one.
So, before we end this, I wanted to do a few plugins. First of all, Andre does Lyricology 101. He was on this hip hop thing way before we touched on it. I mean, we loved hip hop, of course, throughout our life, but I'm saying like doing it on air, online and all that.
Yeah.
Andre was early on doing the breakdowns. Andre goes in on these lyricists. He breaks it down in his own way. And he, master editor too, man. I give you praise for your editing skills. And just talk a little bit about it. What can they find you?
Lyricology 101, same deal. You guys got to find me. My channel is The Lyricologist. The Lyricology 101 channel is still gone. So if you're looking for me, you have to type in The Lyricologist. If you can't spell that, just type in Eminem bar for bar breakdown. You'll most likely find my video. You'll see my beautiful face. If you're not interested in any bar for bar breakdowns, I also do personal freestyles and stuff like that. I just dropped for Halloween an MF Doom freestyle, 2 hours and 30 minutes of off the top.
That's crazy.
Hibbity bibbity shit. Yeah. Nonstop, literally fueled by the fans reading comments, man. So if you guys are interested, check it all out, man. What about you, Mark? What you got going?
I run a small business called the Notorious Pin, where we create pop culture related enamel pins. And we've been going about 7 years strong. We recently have received, and we're going to be dropping this first week, the second day of November in the year of our Lord 2023, the Mortal Kombat series. I basically took a lazy approach and took Sub-Zero and painted him four different colors. And
made
four different. I made him Smoke, Reptile, Sub-Zero, and Scorpion. Those are dropping this weekend. So for everyone that needs a date stamp, that's what it was. I specialize in making pins that no one asked for. So the notoriouspin.com or on Instagram at @lnotoriouspin.
No one asked for, but highly desired.
Highly desired.
And then just dropping the seed out there. I am working on a project, working on an album, and I'm close to the finish line. I can see it. I can see it.
See the light.
So just planting the seed out there for when that does happen. I think probably either late this year, probably more likely, probably the beginning of next year.
Detox so. Coming soon.
Retox.
So I'm talking about this.
Retox.
Imagine I'm talking about this like 6 years later. Exactly. Yeah, guys, I'm still working
on it. Still coming out, man.
The crowdfunding's almost closed on the album. Like 6 years later, you're still crowdfunding it. I just need $1,000 more.
We're close. We're I'm on there. Track four right now.
Yeah, we're almost done unlocking track four. He's like at the he's at the producer tier. He's like $1,000 more. I can unlock
I can
Alchemist.
I can unlock a pop filter after $2,000.
Imagine. All right. Don't forget to like, follow us, subscribe. Yes. That's Hip Hop. Yes. You can find us anywhere. That's .hiphop on YouTube. It's That's Hip Hop 909. So that's a little different there.
Okay.
But
okay.
TikTok, Instagram. That's .hiphop. So follow us, share, you know, and keep engaging too, because the engagement does help. Like, it's cool to see your guys' opinions. You guys help kind of just make it even better. Like, you guys put in your input and all that stuff. Like, we miss things all the time. So it's cool to have your feedback.
Yeah. Love so please come from the highest mountains and bestow your hip hop knowledge.
Great
hip hop
wisdom. Your hip hop knowledge.
The other thing too, guys, you guys want to consider where you get your hip hop information from. We love doing our homework on this, and we also have practiced what we preach in the essence of being past MCs, doing projects, still freestyling every five episodes. So we haven't lost the sauce of where we go and gloss, you know what I mean? Yeah. From coast to coast, like butter on toast. That's how
coast
we do
to
it.
Coast. Go ahead,
I ran out of rhymes. I felt like Walt Clyde Frazier's like coasted, toasted, blah, 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 glazing and slazing.
Yeah, I was like, what else?
But to the MCs, if you drop a mic, drop a like. That's all you got to do.
Definitely drop that like though and follow.
Yeah, like it's. Hold on, yo. We had like 90 views on Mad videos. We have single digit likes.
Right.
Oh, if you are one of our homies and you don't drop a like, bro, don't even come around my cipher. Drop a like. Don't be hating. Don't be a ninja watcher either. Yeah. Subscribe.
Right.
Don't be that villain man that runs with the krills, man.
Right.
Yeah. Watch out for the reptilians. The reptilians are out there.
All right, everybody.
Peace.
Bye.